I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The federal government says it wants its money back after auditors claim Tuscaloosa improperly received more than $1 million in aid following the 2011 tornadoes. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General has determined the Federal Emergency Management Agency should reclaim about $1.2 million in storm assistance funding. The audit takes issue with the city's decision to pay a Florida company, Thompson Consulting Services, about $875,000. To file documents with FEMA seeking repayment for costs associated with the tornado. The report says the city didn't seek the lowest possible bidder. The audit also takes issue with another $300,000 in insurance money. Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox says the city disagrees with the auditor's findings, as does the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. Tuscaloosa was approved to receive about $10.1 million in total assistance from the federal government after the tornado. Today and tomorrow will be good days to bundle up throughout much of Alabama. The National Weather Service is forecasting a chance of snow today and colder than normal temperatures. The mercury tonight is expected to plunge to as low as the low 20s. Chris White is the meteorologist for the National Weather Service. He's forecasting snow in the northern and northeastern parts of Alabama.
We've gotten total snowfall amounts of anywhere from perhaps as much as a half an inch, kind of in the Huntsville area. And as you move generally north and east from here, close to an inch in parts of southern Middle Tennessee and northeastern Alabama.
The National Weather Service predicts lower than normal temperatures throughout this week and next, but the agency expects things to warm back up later this month. The frigid weather tonight and tomorrow night has advocacy groups for the homeless on alert. The forecast, with temperatures well below freezing, has prompted officials in Birmingham to open up Boutwell Auditorium. The facility will serve as a warm shelter for people with nowhere to go. Don Lupo is the director of the Mayor's Office of Citizens Assistance for the city of Birmingham. He says the city can always use donations to support the people served at Boutwell and other homeless shelters in the city.
We're always looking for personal hygiene items, toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant. Travel size shampoos are very important. Travel size body washes. You know, you don't have places to store things, so travel size items are very important.
And thousands of revelers are going to be spending this Fat Tuesday partying in Mobile and across the Gulf Coast. Now your forecast.
It's going to be cold today on this Tuesday. Look for some snow flurries or snow showers for North Alabama, South and Central Alabama. Just a cold, dry day. Expect highs in the 40s for parts of the state on Wednesday. Sunshine returns. It remains cold, though, for Wednesday and Wednesday night. A little bit warmer Thursday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.